This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. Missouri residents are encouraged to call a state consumer hotline for help if their electricity is shut off during the current heat wave because they couldn't pay the bill. The state's hot weather rule forbids utilities from disconnecting electrical services when temperatures are projected to be higher than 95 degrees, where the heat index is expected to exceed 100. The hotline is operated during normal business hours, and that number is 1-800-392-8222. The State Highway Patrol says two children from Ashland were electrocuted yesterday at the Lake of the Ozarks. Sergeant Paul Reinch says the children were electrocuted while swimming in the lake. He says bystanders removed the boy and girl from the water and tried to administer CPR. They were taken to Lake Regional Hospital in Osage Beach and pronounced dead on arrival.
Well, they were swimming near a private dock while in the Lake of the Ozarks, and there were several sources of power to that dock, and they're trying to determine exactly at this time what was the problem with the electricity that was on the dock, and what source or what the actual cause is.
Reinch identified the children as 13-year-old Alexandra Anderson and her 8-year-old brother, Braden Anderson. Reinch says in the wake of the incident, the patrol is asking people to double-check their docks to make sure there aren't any problems. He says an investigation into the incident has already begun. Missouri winemakers are watching their grapevines carefully this summer. A little stress can positively affect grape quality, but as KRCU's Jacob McClelland reports, wine experts are concerned this year's heat and drought may be too much.
A moderate water deficit is good for grape quality, according to Anthony Pecu. He's a viticulture professor at the University of Missouri. That's especially true after the fruit turns red.
Because it's helped for biosynthesis of interesting compounds. All these compounds, we call it polyphenol. It's both anthocyanin and tannin. And these compounds give the color of the wine and the characteristic, the body of the wine.
But he warns too little rain and too much heat can overstress the plants and hurt its yield. He says he's already seeing drought symptoms in some vineyards. Here at River Ridge Winery in Commerce, Missouri, owner Jerry Smith feels pretty good about this year's grape crop. All of his vines are well established and handling the conditions well.
The only trouble that we've had this year is with the season being 2 to 3 weeks earlier than what we expected, from everything from budding out in the spring. It has changed the control of our midsummer pest called Japanese beetles. We've had to spray more often for those, but they're under control now.
Smith says the years 1980 and 1999 both produced the highest quality wines in Missouri. Both were years of prolonged drought. I'm Jacob McClelland.
Missouri expects to save about $44 million this year by refinancing some of its debt at lower interest rates. Two separate boards of state officials gave preliminary authorization this week to the bond refinancing. Governor Jay Nixon had proposed to refinance more than $500 million of bonds as part of the budget plan he outlined in January. Lawmakers also had calculated those savings into the budget for the 2013 fiscal year that began this past Sunday. Nixon says Missouri was able to refinance its outstanding debt because the state has maintained a good credit rating. The Kirksville R3 School Board has approved its budget for the next school year. The district expects to see a reduction in state and federal funding by almost $800,000. KBIA's Crystal Slusher tells us how this will affect the district.
Despite the cut in federal funding, the Kirksville R3 School District doesn't expect to make any drastic cuts. Superintendent Pat Williams says the district had actually expected the subsidy reduction and had already started taking steps to provide cushion for the next school year.
We took actions to reduce expenditures, which we have done over the last several years. We also made every effort to build fund balances, in other words, our carryover funds, in order to help us sustain our current program, and also adopted a very conservative approach to spending.
Williams says the district has reduced 20 staff members in the last 20 years and doesn't expect any jobs to be in jeopardy. He also says the district plans to keep a tight budget, but does have more than $8 million in reserves if needed. Crystal Slusher, KBIA News.
A group of baseball players is battling triple-digit heat in an effort to set the world record for the longest game ever played. The 52 players will try to compete for 60 hours. The game started at 7 o'clock Monday morning, and it's scheduled to end tonight at 7. Money raised will benefit Backstoppers, which supports the families of fallen first responders in the St. Louis area. Organizer and player Steve Pona says they thought about postponing the game due to the extreme weather.
we realize that the people that protect us on a day-to-day basis feel extreme pressures and extreme heat, if you will, every single day they take the job. So if we can play baseball for 3 days in, you know, 100-degree temperatures, we're honored to take the field on their behalf.
Pona says organizers are taking every measure they can to keep players safe and hydrated. They've shortened the time each player spends on the field and have medical personnel on site. They're also eating lots of watermelon. Several Republicans are criticizing the ballot summaries that Missouri Democratic Secretary of State Robin Carnahan has prepared for measures dealing with health insurance and appellate judges. The Republican-led legislature referred both measures to the November ballot. Carnahan wrote the ballot summaries because lawmakers did not include their own. Lawmakers who sponsored the measures say those summaries are misleading, and now two GOP leaders pledged to file a lawsuit. The health insurance proposal would bar state officials from taking steps to create a health insurance exchange without approval from voters or the legislature. The second proposal would change the composition of commissions involved in selecting new appellate judges. The Secretary of State's office says it always follows its obligation to write fair and sufficient summaries. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.